All right. Good afternoon. Try to answer your questions.
Defense, what stands out to you about what they've been able to do against opponents' running games?
Yeah, they're a good defense, and I think the stars of the show are probably in the front. You know, they got a really, really solid front. They've got four good defensive linemen. Their linebackers, we've all talked about how good they are. And then they're solid in the back end. So if a run does break out, they're pretty good at getting you on the ground. So they're a good team defense. They put pressure on the quarterback without pressuring, although they pressure much more than the team we played last week. And so it's going to be a challenge.
Sizing up those pressure packages, is it much different from what you've seen recently? You just brought up Atlanta, but before I think you faced some teams that have brought it as well.
No, they're similar concepts in terms of how they pressure. It's just they do it quite a bit. Actually, probably two or three times more than, say, Atlanta did in the breakdown. So we've got to be ready for it. Our guys up front got to be good at getting on the right guys. Our running back's got to be good. And Casey's got to be really sharp about getting rid of the ball if we got a free rusher.
What's it like to go against Kuechly? He seems so in tune to what any opponent does. And how do you try to keep him and the rest of their defense off guard the way you've had other teams?
Well, he's super instinctive. You can tell by the way he plays that if you've got a formation tendency or there's a down and distance or you're going to do certain things most of the time, he gets a beat on it. So it's important that we try to change some of that up. It's also very important that we just get a hat on him in the run game. He does a really good job of penetrating at times. He does a really good job of running sideline to sideline. So he's a good player. And it's obvious by the way he plays that he's very productive. He gets a lot of tackles. He's picked up fumbles and returned them for touchdowns. He's got interceptions. I don't know what's not to like about him.
How they're still getting so much out of Julius Peppers at this age.
Yeah, he seemed to he's stood the test of time. I can remember him back there in his first go-around before he left. But he's a really good player. He's got good size. He shows up in the run game, and then certainly when it's time to throw the ball, he can still pass rush. So he's a legitimate top-level defensive end.
You've been able to spread the ball around in the red zone, but what in particular has Kyle Rudolph provided for you?
Well, his size, certainly. As you get closer to the goal line, his size matters. So you can throw the ball high to the big guy, you know, and I think that's what we try to do. You know, it's become a matchup issue. Most people that cover him aren't as tall as him. You know, and then we just try to use him in ways that make sense based on the coverages we're going to face. And he's done a good job of converting for us.
We talk a lot about just keeping Case kind of playing within himself and not doing too much. What role do you play in kind of on the sideline, whether it's in the week, just kind of seeing where his mentality's at as far as that's concerned?
Well, it's constant communication. You know, I think we put together a plan that we think is going to work with the idea that he can go out and execute it. And then through the game, you know, you just kind of caddy for him and help keep him in the moment. Case is good at that, but he gets amped up like all good players, and it's just a matter of just keep communicating with him. And he doesn't need much of that. He's done a really good job, and it's to be commended. He's had an outstanding year, and we're hopeful that he can just stay on this same path.
Thank you.